This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative in a special episode recorded at the 20th Annual Latin Alternative Music Conference. Yes, 20 years of the biggest event in the world for Latin rock and the edgy side of alternative music, and gradually also including a lot of rising Latin R&B, trap, and hip-hop urban artists. Basically, the cool side of Latin often being exposed well before it becomes mainstream. I'm joined today by Tomas Cookman, who has been leading LAMC for 20 years. And full disclosure, I'm actually co-founder of this conference. I was a crazy 24-year-old when I met Tomas and created this conference, amazed and thrilled that it's been going this long. Welcome to the Latin Alternative, Tomas Cookman.
Hey, Josh. Great to be here.
Now, it's hard to believe it's been 20 years of the Latin Alternative Music Conference. And certainly, I feel like nobody is better positioned than you to speak to the evolution of the genre and what people term Latin alternative music. But first, I just want to have you speak to a little bit. What is LAMC?
LAMC, what is it? What it was 20 years ago when we first started it was basically to find something different than what was popular at the time. It was never meant to be alternative, as in a bunch of flannel-wearing grunge artists, which there's a time and place for that as well. But it was always, at the time, whether it was Miami Sound Machine or whether it was a soap opera actor or actress who was singing, I always felt that there was a need for something more. And the interesting thing is what the LAMC is 20 years ago is a bit different than what the LAMC is today in 2019.
You had a great quote in Billboard, which I loved, and I'm not going to re-quote the whole thing, but I thought maybe you could just speak it. I think you summed up very well the place for the music we call Latin alternative, but which I think includes a pretty wide umbrella. Just tell us about like the changes you've seen in the genre in the last 20 years.
Well, thank you for that nice words. It's interesting because when we first started the LAMC, what was alternative to what was happening at the time was all over the place. And the idea was always not supposed to be a rock conference. It wasn't supposed to be a hip-hop conference. It wasn't supposed to be an electronica conference. But all those genres and many others fit in just fine. It was never a salsa or original Mexican, because I felt that there was enough avenues for that already. And if you look, you know, you fast forward to now, back then we were all talking about, okay, well, how do we get heard? How do we play in more than five markets? How do we get more stations to listen to this music? And now you look at the top artists in the Latin market, you know, they're all like green fingernails painted, or they're with pink hair. Urban music is so explosive, not only here, but all over the world. And, you know, their streaming numbers, having a billion views on YouTube is not uncommon for these pink haired, green fingernailed Latin superstars. And that was inconceivable 20 years ago when the LAMC first started. So it makes us go back and sit at the table and go, okay, great. Well, what's LAMC 2.0? And that's what we're really going to start focusing on next, because a lot of the goals we set out for 20 years ago, and not because, you know, we're geniuses and we made it happen, but collectively so many creative people and supporters and listeners and fans and promoters and songwriters and et cetera, all sort of came to the table and really helped change happen.
Now, Tomas has actually curated. He's going to play our guest DJ. He's picked three songs from, I should say, you know, this year we have a triple CD at the Latin Alternative Music Conference. These LAMC CDs, even, yes, in the digital streaming age, are still a collector's item. And Tomas personally curates these CDs, and he's picked three of his favorite songs that appear on this year's compilation that we're going to give our audience the pleasure of listening to today. And Tomas, let's start off. What's the first track you picked?
Well, the first track is a song by Cuco. It was one of his latest singles. And Cuco's an interesting artist. For those of you who are not familiar with him, he's a guy who started playing garages in Southern California. And next thing you know, the whole area around the garage was full. And then the block was full. And then he played a venue and it sold out. And now he's just playing everywhere across the country. He just did a multi-million dollar deal with Interscope. I mean, it's incredible. I think those are the success stories that the LAMC was hoping would happen at some point. And definitely with artists like Cuco, it's definitely happening.
Let's take a listen. The song is
Bossa No Sé, featuring John Carter.
Play with me, you broke my heart, but I'm also so obsessed with you. my life. I'm so sick of you just playing games. I'm pretty sure I hate you. I'm pretty sure I love you. After all of this commotion and the bullshit that you did, cut my body into pieces and just throw me off a bridge. I think it's fair to say that I'm going insane, more broken day by day. Why won't you go away? You say you hate me, but you stay banging my line. Why do you want to break my heart and love me at the same time? Stupid bitch, you came from hell and made me lose my fleek of mind. What did I do to deserve this? You just gave me a hard time. They hit me up and told me that you were with my homie. How could you ever hurt me? I never been so lonely. Can't take you back, oh no, no. Think that it's time to go, go. You left me all on my own. Don't play with me, you broke my heart. But I'm also so obsessed with you. I don't know if I love you. I don't know if I hate you. Baby, it's time to get out my way, get out my life. I'm so sick of you just playing games. I'm pretty sure I hate you. I'm pretty sure I love you.
You gon' make me take my passion, put it to the side. You was a lady I love, but you ruined my life. But you were so pretty that I didn't put up a fight. But you were so petty and I just knew it wasn't right, knew it wasn't right, yeah. I've been seeing shit in HD, all of this shit, it just ain't me. You've been saying that you hate me, and taking it back and can't face me. I roll the blood just to face it, and put the bullshit to the side. Yeah, the roller coaster, I'm a mattress, how you take a nigga for a fucking ride? But trying to put it in the past, saying that it's old news. Can't stand the thought of your ass, deleted your old news. Make sure you was all they wanna be, you in the cold boom. I think of the time that we spend it, leave me feeling so foolish, so foolish.
But trying to put it in the past, saying it's so news. Can't stand it, out of your ass, to let it your old news. Make sure you was all they wanna leave you in the cold world. I think of the time that we spend it, leave me feeling so foolish, so foolish.
Don't play with me, you broke my heart, but I'm also so obsessed with you. I don't know if I love you. I don't know if I hate you. Baby, it's time to get out my way, get out my life. I'm so sick of you just playing games. I'm pretty sure I hate you. I'm pretty sure I love you.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a special 20-year anniversary of the Latin Alternative Music Conference, or LAMC, episode recorded in New York. Our special guest is Tomas Cookman. And Tomas, in addition to spearheading LAMC, president of Nacional Records and Industria Works, and as Tomas spotlights some of the music that's featured on this year's LAMC triple CD compilation, I thought we'd spotlight a few songs from the Nacional catalog.
I always like hearing people say that. So this next song is by a woman named Tomasa del Real. And she's also one of the types of artists that I feel the LAMC has always tried to champion. She came out of the streets. She came out of, hey, I'm going to try recording a song on my laptop and put it up to YouTube. And next thing you know, she had a couple million views on it. And now, over the last year, we just had her playing at Coachella. She just did a big ad campaign for Adidas in the UK. And she's just beginning to blow up. And this is, you know, what's happening today. And the beauty of it, I mean, she's more on the urban side. And Tomasa is a big, strong woman who is leading this whole neo perreo genre, which is a subgenre of reggaeton. And that's what the LAMC is about. It's about genres and subgenres and mixing and just being okay with, I feel that the tying quality of everything is quality.
Let's take a listen. And this song from Tomasa del Real is
Brati Puti.
Bien arregladita.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a special episode recorded at the Latin Alternative Music Conference 20-year anniversary. If you like what you're hearing, please do follow us on Facebook at The Latin Alternative, on Instagram at The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on iTunes, Spotify, or heading over to thelatinalternative.com. Our special guest is Tomas Cookman, spearheading the LAMC, the Latin Alternative Music Conference, for 20 years now. And Tomas picked one more song that he's going to showcase from the LAMC CD. And Tomas, as I'm sure you know, I am a sucker for guitar rock, especially of the indie variety. So I was very happy you chose a song from El Mato a un Policía, Motorizado, from Argentina. Just tell us a little bit about this artist and this song.
Well, the band is, you know, most of the bands from Argentina, basically from Buenos Aires. It's the big city. But these guys are from La Plata, which is about an hour drive outside of Buenos Aires. And the first time I heard them, I just completely fell in love with them. And when we were able to release their music, that made me very happy. Their last album got a couple Latin Grammy nominations. We had them play on the show. So it's really great to see a real indie rock band playing in such a commercial outlet like the Latin Grammys. And they're just wonderful human beings. And they're also playing this year at the LAMC.
All right, let's take a listen. And the song is
Fuego.
Fuego, fire. Thank you very much, Tomas. We'll be back here at the LAMC 40, 50, and 60-year anniversaries.
Thanks, John. It's interesting. I did an interview with John Perales from the New York Times the other day, and he was being very kind. And he said, well, Tomas, I look forward to interviewing you on the 40th anniversary.
Nos vemos allí. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Todo el universo depende de eso.
This is the Latin Alternative. You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the 20th annual Latin Alternative Music Conference. I am joined right now by Natalia Clavier. For those of you who perhaps recognize her voice, yes, it's true, she also sings with Thievery Corporation, one of my favorite electronic acts. And Natalia is actually from Argentina originally, and she's on her, I want to say, third solo album now?
That is correct.
And we are big fans. Ernesto and I have played a number of songs off those records over the past couple years. And I want to just have you briefly tell us about your latest record, Trans, and this song, No Es Amor.
Trans, to begin with, I named the album with this word because there were so many words that start with trans that I can relate to or that are linked with the process that I was going through in this past 4 years, like transformation, transition, transmutation, transcend. Yeah, it was the after divorce kind of body of work, and the finding healing through plant medicine, and and it's many, the healing process is not a steady ride. That's pretty much the album. And the song, No Es Amor, it's like, it talks about pretty much like having a connection with a guy that is clearly way younger than me. And that connection is very clearly physical. And that we know that it's not going to evolve into anything, but that doesn't mean that it's less real. So that's why I'm saying, esto es amor, esto es real. Esto no es amor, sorry. This is not love, this is real. Basically, it's like pretty much everything I do. It's like a description of a moment that triggered a melody with some words, and then it ended up becoming a song. So, true story.
Well, let's take a listen. This is No Es Amor from Natalia Clavier and her latest album, Trans.
No puedo creer.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, and a special episode direct from the 20th Annual Latin Alternative Music Conference. And we're out in Queensbridge, no less. Literally under a bridge, I should say, for a free concert tonight from one of my favorite bands in rock, in any language, to be honest, Diamante Electrico. Now, if you haven't heard them, you clearly haven't been listening to the show, because we've played this band quite a bit. They have opened for the Foo Fighters in South America, and if I had to say, like, some American bands that, you know, as comparisons that you might enjoy, like Greta Van Fleet or Rival Sons, just a few reference points, but one of the things I love about Diamante Electrico is their kind of references to classic rock sounds, but also open to the new and Latin sounds. So I just want to welcome Diamante Electrico to the show.
Hey Josh, how are you? Very pleased, actually. We're very happy to finally have the opportunity to talk to you.
Hey, Daniel here, and we are pleased to have a sit down with you.
Hey guys, how are you? This is Andy Zeta, the drummer for Diamante Electrico. So happy to be here.
So I thought it would be fun to kind of go through a little bit of your musical history. And I'm going to rewind back to the first album I think we encountered, the album Bay.
Mm-hmm. That's the second one, actually.
Oh, okay. I know there was actually one before.
There was one before, yeah.
It's the first one that crossed my path,
exactly,
I should say.
Exactly. That's the one that broke a little bit more.
And before we go into the song, just briefly tell us about the band. How did you guys come to be? Where you guys are based?
We are based in Colombia, and we actually have seventh anniversary last June. So we've been together for 7 years. And thinking about, like, in retrospective, we especially that first record, we were very angry. We came, like, with a lot of frustration from the music business, and we've been, like, going at it for so long and it didn't work. Danny had one of my favorite bands in Colombia. It was called Mam Complot, and he was playing there, and his band broke up, and then Andy was playing with some other bands that didn't appreciate him. So I was signed to EMI, and it, like, went wrong, and it was like sour in the end. It was very sour for many parts, and I was like, hey, you guys, just make a rock and roll band, like, quit all the bullshit, if I may say that word. We'll just focus on the music, and, like, let's not focus on anything else. So we started with that, and it picked up like wildfire. It was like boom. Like, since we played that first note on that rehearsal space in Bogota in 2012, like, the synergy between us three has been, like, amazing. So we're very happy to still be going at it, and going at it strong. So we're very happy.
Briefly tell us about the first song we're going to play from the album Bay. Todo va a arder, or Everything's Going to Burn.
Well, I was walking Barcelona about 10 hours before falling in the deepest fever and some kind of weird sickness, and I started calling them, like, dude, I have an idea for a song. They didn't pay attention for weeks, and then one day they paid attention for some reason, and that's the song. Got nominated to a Grammy, so I guess I was right.
Let's take a listen. Todo va a arder from the album Bay. We're with Diamante Electrico from Colombia. Parte de tu infierno, yeah.
bed.
You are tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a special episode recorded at the Latin Alternative Music Conference, 20th year in New York. We are in Queens right now for a big night of Colombian rock. We're going to have Aterciopelados performing, and before them, one of my favorite bands in recent times, Diamante Eléctrico, who are with us today. And I'm very fond of the next song we're going to play, Déjala Rodar, which I happen to have the fortune of walking in while you guys were sound checking. And I love this song. There's just something so kind of like the blues boogie, some horns.
Exactly.
But South American style. So just tell us briefly about this song.
This song is one of those songs that make you want to get off your feet and just like dance and have a good time. It's like, it's based on a blues, but it's just much more than that, you know. It's like, it won a Grammy in 2017 for Best Rock Song. It was a tie with Andres Calamaro, which was pretty funny. Ooh. And
the competition.
Yeah, and it was funny. And but it's a song that has that spirit, you know. It's like that fuzzy, greedy, kind of like grainy kind of sound. We're one of our favorite songs, and it's definitely a showstopper, you know, like we always play it.
Looking forward to hearing it live tonight, and let's take a listen. We've played it before on the show, but it's been a little while. Let's listen to Déjala Rodar from Diamante Eléctrico. This is from their 2017 album, I want to say, La Gran Oscilación.
Guys, I'm Juan.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Andy.
And we are Diamante Eléctrico from Bogota, Colombia, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
Boom.
If you're just joining us here on The Latin Alternative, we are joined today by a special guest, the Colombian rock band Diamante Eléctrico. I know there's some rockeros who listen to the show. This is a band who is open for Foo Fighters in South America, and they're just one of my favorite rock bands, period. And I want to talk a little bit about the latest record, Buitres, which wound up being one of my favorite records of last year. And I was happy to see Rolling Stone agreed with that, too.
Oh, yeah.
The U.S. edition of Rolling Stone, no less. Yeah. Super cool. I want to talk a little bit about this song, because it's a little different than some of your other music. No Me Lo Pidas, and this features the New York City-based sort of alternative mariachi group, Flor de Toloache. Tell us about how this song and how it came to be.
It's very cool that our previous three records we played live together. We did it from the rehearsal space. We recorded to tape. We did it like very lo-fi. It was like, and this was the first time that we did records differently. We did it from the studio. The most that we took for doing a record was like 3 weeks. For this record, we took like 9 months because we were sampling things, going back and forth, looking for the sound of the record, and we were very happy with the result. And this song is very special. It's like out of a Tarantino movie, that beginning, and it's a song that we really love. And of course, having Flor de Toloache, who are not only amazing musicians and an amazing band, just having the energy of them and the song, and they're very good friends of us. So it's like, we're actually performing with them tonight, so it's going to be pretty cool.
Excellent. Well, let's take a listen to Diamante Eléctrico, joined by Flor de Toloache. This is No Me Lo Pidas from the latest album, Buitres.
¿Ya pensaron la respuesta? No dejaremos nuestras tierras. Las leyes cambian. Ya no son de ustedes. Fueron registradas a mi nombre. Y si es necesario, los obligaré a desalojarlas. Tendrá que ser por la fuerza.
Será por la fuerza.
Abrí las cartas, no me puedes dañar. esperar.
Tuned in to the Latin Alternative in a special episode recorded at the 20th annual Latin Alternative Music Conference. Our guests today are Diamante Eléctrico. And if you like what you've been hearing, please do follow the Latin Alternative on Facebook. We're at the Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is LatinAlt. And on Instagram, we're also at the Latin Alternative. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for the Latin Alternative on Spotify and iTunes. Now, we just heard a track that's also a little different from your usual style. We just heard Nefertiti, also on the latest album, Buitres. And when I heard the song, you know, that guitar riff, you know, it just reminded me, it was a little more like Afro-Caribbean sound meets rock and roll, which I liked a lot. And it's probably the song we've actually played the most on the show. I know it wasn't like an official single, but we love it. Just tell us a little bit about this track.
Well, it's me as a guitar player, it was a particular challenge for me, because we tried not to be funky throughout the whole record. It was like the place to go with the guitar. I always, like, the first thought was always like something funky, and Galeano will always say me like, nope, let's not do that. But in this song, for some reason, it worked like that, and the song is kind of different with Imbuitres, and that twist you're giving it about the Afro Caribbean side of it, would never thought of it that way, but it kind of works.
It has something African, like, you know, with the guitar.
Uh-huh.
And actually we're doing a reissue of the Buitres, and we're starting like in about a month with the first two singles. We're gonna do like an unreleased song from Buitres, which is featured with Vicente Garcia, which is an artist that we really love and is a very good friend of us. And then we have Alison Mustard from The Kills and The Dead Weather singing in Spanish a song called El Naufragio, which is also
a
very good song. And actually this song, Nefertiti, we're going to have Francisca Valenzuela from Chile, which is, she's a very good friend of ours, and she's amazing also.
This is breaking news though. Yeah, it's the first time we said it.
Manager said it was good. So
yeah,
good.
Exactly.
I think you're conspiring to basically keep this album in rotation on our show for like another year or two. Clearly, because we're big fans of all the guests you have. Awesome. And I will say, for those of you lucky to ever score the vinyl edition, now maybe I'm biased because I worked at a Chinese restaurant in my youth, but when I saw that inside artwork, I'm like, these cool Colombian rockeros, and they're just drinking beer and eating Chinese food straight out of the takeout containers. I was like, man, I want to hang out with these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So
ate it.
Don't just stream it. Buy the vinyl. And I want to wrap things up, though, with one more song, a track I really like on this album. I want you to just briefly tell us about Hacia la Noche, and then we're going to wrap things up. Our guest today, Diamante Eléctrico, one of the coolest rock bands in any language. Let's tell us just about Hacia la Noche.
Hacia la Noche was the first single from Buitres. It's a song that has that, I think it's like a transition point between all that rock and roll we've been doing. It has the energy, it has the, like, those drums that are like pumping all the time. So it's a song that also has the groove, and it's kind of sexy. It's kind of, it talks about what happens in the secluded parts of the night. Yeah. So it's like it's a song that we really like, and we're playing this song on all our shows since we released Buitres, right?
Yep.
Excellent. Well, our special guest today, Diamante Eléctrico, go stream them, go buy their vinyl, go catch them live. Gracias por estar con nosotros today on the Latin Alternative.
Gracias a ti. I hope we can do this again with a new record, right?
Oh, yes. We will.
See you soon.
Llevo el pedal.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative. I'm Josh Norick for the Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.